So 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 42, 43, 44. Breathe that frequency shift in. We bring in the platinum net from Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma, the three M's. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, it is stripped away, taking with it any lower vibrational frequencies that may have affected you from today, your sleep state, yesterday, or any time, that is now ready to be fully removed as you access the higher dimensions. Call upon Saint Germain, the Violet Flame, totally encase you. Call the Venetian with the Pink Flame to totally encase you, so they are combined together. This brings about transformation with love and compassion and regeneration for everything that is removed. Let's call upon the Christ Consciousness, Lord Buddha, which is now infused upon the earth to a degree that has never, ever happened before in the history of humanity, the known and unknown history. Let me call upon our higher selves to be with us, to fully infuse themselves within us, as we now increase the frequency of our crystalline light body with the energies of the 1221, which are still going on. So just tap into that. We'll bring this energy back down. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Take a deep breath. And then we'll bring this up to the fifth. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So welcome. This is the special Christmas gathering call of Walking Terra Christa. We're very glad you're all here. And this is usually a very special event. So thank you for being here. And here is Melaresi, and I am Mike.
Thanks. I just want to say that for the recording, we need to turn it off for the private messages so that the information going out to the public, they do not receive the private messages of everyone. We want everyone to be known of that.
Maybe especially me, who's controlling everything.
This is true. First off, I want to thank everyone for coming together. You truly are a part of our soul family. Your spirits have been with us in Mount Shasta during this 10-day retreat, which has been amazingly powerful. So we hope that you have been feeling the energy and you continue to do so. Take a deep breath. Do the bowl. Since we just experienced a rebirth upon the planet, Lynette shared with us the people in Mount Shasta were expressing Happy New Year to everyone. So I think that's really a wonderful thought and greeting to have with each other. So think about, as we bring in our intentions, I want you to think about how you're feeling right now, what this Christ Consciousness activation has meant for you, because that's going to set the energies from coming in and the messages that we receive from Joshua, Mary Magdalene, and Mother Mary. They probably won't come in that order. So, Kellen? As we take a deep breath, feel that frequency of the bowl going into our heart. And we bring in the energies of the 144th dimension, excuse me, in through the Antarkarana bridge into our soul star, colors upon colors. Let's think about the 22 rays of God as we received them yesterday. All the frequencies, blue, yeah, golden yellow, deep pink, deep purple, ruby red, crystalline light, white, green, and gold. and the higher rays, the pearlescence, seafoam green, blue green, pink orange, gold, violet gold, blue gold, violet pink, multi white, crystalline white. All those higher colors, lavender, violet, gold, all the higher frequencies. As they come down through our Antarkarana bridge into our soul star, expanding our central canal, breathing deeply is like a funnel, almost like a tornado type of energy with a point and wider at the top. It's going to widen our central canal in through the crown. Colors upon colors, in through the third eye, in through the throat, the thymus, the heart, solar plexus, sacral, and roots, spinning down our limbs into our knees, our ankles and our feet, activating the Earth Star. As the Earth Star and the Soul Star spin simultaneously, connecting with heaven and earth right within us. As now we are actualizing our fourth dimensional body, intending to move towards the fifth. As we activate our higher self, and you can also tap on your thymus to allow that essence to be part of your physical body. As the four body system is now activated into one full body of light, of the physical, the etheric, emotional, and mental bodies. And that frequency of light coming through and around us. Breathing deeply, feel the essences of the Christ consciousness fully within your heart center as you're now fully activated within your full body system. Feel the golden color with all the other colors blending within you. Pink, orange, pearlescent, blue, green, seafoam green, blue, white light, pink, ruby red, deep purple, green and gold mixed with white light, and golden yellow. Oh, feel the activation of allowing yourself to embody these frequencies fully within your existence, your physical existence. As now we bring in the energies of the Christ consciousness in a very special format for this Christmas 2012. Greetings. It is I, Mother Mary. It is a pleasure to be here, not only for the annual gathering, but for the rebirth. Allow yourself to take a deep breath and feel your essence is changing. The challenges have been immense, beyond what any of us would choose to have occur. It is important that we realize how deeply you are special, how deeply you have walked and allowed yourself to remember that you are more than the bodies you inhabit. We have arrived at a wonderful juncture of time.
The experience of each of us fully coming together as it is always intended to be. That the separation that occurred for us at the time of our initiation into these worlds was not supposed to be the length of time that has occurred upon the earth. We were supposed to come together in Lemuria and Atlantis. We were supposed to come together at the time of the birth of the Christ that represented the consciousness that each of you are embodying and each of you did embody at that time. And now we have come 2012 years later. If you look at this numerology, 2012 is the number of five. It is a very changing year. It is a surprising year. It has been a challenging year. The mountains that you have had to climb, the pathways to allow your own essence to be embodied within you. And not just be embodied, but for each of you to feel it, to allow the waves of light to come fully into your creation. It is an amazing time. And one that's unmuted. One I think the extraterrestrials have just joined us in this room. So this amazing time is to be embraced. Look at your struggles. Think about the timelines that you have had and what you have released. And not just in this period coming up to the Christ consciousness, being embodied, but your life, how you have arrived into this awakened state of beingness. It is amazing with what you have had to deal with. It is an amazing grace to fully see how far you have come. I send to you this evening of this celebration, this illumination. We speak about the Christ consciousness every year and how it is an effect of each of you being reborn because you are the Christ. This year is so much more
important, because in truth, the planet has been reborn. Gaia has been reborn. Each of you are allowing these parts of yourself to blend within you that have been way out with those spaceships we just heard. And now they are coming within you to expand through your essence. This is the beauty of each of you. So I give to you the most important gift that I feel I can share is your love. Your love that you give to each of us. I embrace you like the babe. I hold you as a mother. I allow this essence that is you to fully be ignited. It is time. It does not matter what you have experienced before. All of that is being washed. As you move into this purity of essence, allow yourself to know that this year especially, for this holiday, is each of you your own holiday. You are the Christ. You may not be an infant in body, but you are an infant in spirit, activated within that body. So nurture yourself. Prepare yourself in new ways. Allow yourself to experience the essence as if you just opened up your eyes to the world and saw the joy and the beauty that is all around you. This is the expression of the Christ within you as you hold it deeply within your heart. I express this frequency unto each of you this evening for you to fully embrace the light that you are, the beauty that you are, and nurture that deeply because it is a special gift. Hold it within you, and know that that is where you receive your power. That is where you receive your expression to move through the mountains and find the pathway that is right for you. Hold you deeply every moment. Call upon me to allow it to go into the deeper parts of yourself that need to realize
the essence that we see in all that you are. Thank you. Greetings. I am Mary Magdalene. Hello. It's very nice to say hello to everyone you there on the line and these beautiful beings that are here in this moment. It is a divine moment of expression to fully experience this essence through her. As we look at each of you and feel the essences of others that are listening and participating. And we extend that to all others that may listen. Because the divine feminine is now being fully evolved within every human form. As this expression allows the creation of the Christ within. Without it, it would not be occurring. My first blessing goes to the men that have allowed it to be. The men upon this earth that see their sensitivities to allow their own feminine divine to be fully incorporated within their abilities. And it comes from deep reverence of eons of time, hoping for this moment. I extend to you that you have a responsible position to extend this to other men so that they can understand what it truly is, means to be a divine being within the aspects of the feminine and the masculine, fully acknowledged. So I send to you, the men that are here on this beautiful call, and the men that are here in this space, the gift of acceptance. And allow that to run through your essence of the swirling energies. Because the planet still needs it very deeply. You hold this light for the creation of the male aspects of the divine will of God to blend with the feminine, something that has not occurred for eons of time since Lemuria. So it is my beautiful essence saying thank you and blessing. And allowing it to shine within you. My next blessing is to the women. To the women that are first, the ones that are struggling with their own feminine divine. The ones that are not sure what the boundaries are in that femininity of the goddess self. How does a woman in this society show herself without being hurt by the male energies? Because the percentage of the men is very low that accept this frequency. Because the planet is still growing, but with the frequencies that have happened of yesterday. Of the 1221 around the world, it's assisting and allowing that balance to be. So you, as the women, have a great responsibility to ground it within yourselves and allowing the fluidness of your goddess self to fully be activated and not to be afraid of it any longer. To accept that you are a flowing essence within your being and allowing the creation that you are to be fully activated through your entire existence. It is important to allow this to flow within you. I then thank the women that are fully activated in this essence, because they are showing others that it can be done and creates a basis around to allow that essence to be fully balanced. It is not easy to balance it because of the structure of your minds, because of the timelines, because of the society that is placed upon you of not to show your inner power. Because if you show too much, then you are being too masculine and you're not allowing it to flow within you. So you need to learn that balance that occurs within your chakras to fully accept the fluidness that is blending. Because what happens is the male becomes too strong and then the female is not really activating the energies. So it becomes stuck within the bodily structure. We're now at a time where the waves of light, the Christ consciousness, is coming onto the planet, and it is your perfect, opportune time to allow it to flow into you from your ground and also from your root. So these energies merge with each other. You will find that as you relax into this, it will blend. Thinking about it too much will push it away. You must blend the frequencies, allowing it to come into full balance. This is the time when the gods and the goddesses will be coming out of their shells. And the ones that walk ahead of others are truly the leaders of the gods and the goddesses and have been the priests and the priestesses of before. Allow this frequency of the Christ as it's being reborn through the essences of the land and onto earth come fully within you, allowing yourself to feel that balance within you for both male and female. That is going to bring forth the feminine divine upon the planet. It is fluidness. It is movement. That is when individuals will come together, of the male and the female, to be together. Until you allow that to happen within yourself, you cannot accept it. And will bring forth other elements to teach you the way. So I express to you on this event that has occurred of this year, of this month, you be the child, as Mother Mary has suggested. You are reborn with the Christ within you. As this occurs, everything else will fall into place. Holding on to the structures of the past will keep you away from what is in integrating within you. In this 3-day period, now on the second day, allow this essence to run through you. Allow it to be fully activated within you. You will see a difference on the eve of Christmas. That is the truth of the reborn energies. They've been integrated. You're accepting them. You're allowing them to flow within you. And now you can activate them within your own physical essence. That is the beauty of what is occurring. Your secrets of the goddesses will be revealed to your own essence. The gods will come forward and honor you as they once did. All that has happened in between will be erased if you allow it to be so. In this moment, let me bring this frequency through you to help you balance the Christ within and to help you balance your masculine and feminine divine that is activating in these present moments. Start to blend at your roots as they swirl within each other. The element of the frequency will arise as you are ready to receive it through your higher self. Vibration within you. As there now is more balance, now there's more connection between the male and the female that is occurring within your physical body as your essence, your spirit, your higher self is allowing it to be. Embrace this beautiful occurrence within your physical essence. It is my blessing for every individual person upon this earth to fully activate these essences within them. I only wish the highest blessing for each of you during this season of your rebirth. I am Mary Magdalene at your service. Excuse me. Okay, I'm just going to take a moment here as Joshua is coming through. And Lord Sananda, Joshua is in wholeness now. So, excuse me.
Bless you.
Thanks. Maybe that's a blessing. Okay, swirling and swirling of colors. It's going to bring in more frequency for the Christ consciousness. 1221 that we're receiving as we are in a very active period right now. As his frequency is in complete wholeness, it will come through as Joshua, but he is also coming from the speaker of the oneness in all elements. a moment. Take a moment and have a reflection of your connection to Joshua, not as the Christ figure of religion, but actually as a man that walked 2,000 years ago, and we walked with him in many different capacities. He's totally activating my energies in a new way this year to be fully accessible through my essence with his. And there is a background story to this, but I will not share it at this time. Some already know what this background story is. I ask you to open up your hearts to your own timeline, as he now wants to activate those energies that have been lost since that timeline. You may feel some coldness, a little bit of chills, as the frequency is very high, which is something I never felt from Joshua, but it's because he's coming from the 144th dimension. Greetings. I am Dearest Joshua. It is my pleasure to be with each of you in this moment, and those of you that are with us through the airwaves. How can I not express the beauty of what has occurred? It is our time together. It is our ability to fully actualize every living molecule, cell, and expression that you experienced with me. But I want to put that into home. It's not who we are any longer. Each of you are fully activating your higher self within a physical essence. I never even did that. And some may be surprised by this statement. But I had the accessibility to fully work through the Divine Father, through me. That was my role upon this earth. And your role is quite different, but similar. Your role is to fully activate the feminine and the masculine, to have that balance within you. My role with each of you in these moments is to assist you as deeply as I can. You are my essence, fully embodied within you in these moments, as I express to you my divine pleasure of the work that you have done. We of the spiritual hierarchy never thought in actualization that it could be achieved. And you have proved us wrong. And that is the beauty of our relationship together. So in these moments, I extend to you my heart felt essence of what you have acquired in these moments. It is huge. I know each of you are doing your own part and may not think that your role is that important because you are working through your own issues, timelines, and elements that have stopped you previously. But that is not our role any longer. Our role is to be the full expression of our light together. I've represented a consciousness. We were in hopes together that we could acquire the doorways to open, to assist. But it was at that time, it was not possible to do so. Too much interference. Too many timelines still being activated from other timelines. So we came together in groups of consciousness and assisted each other through the process of beauty, love, joy, and power. Great power without the human controls, without the aggression, without the lower energies. That is what we expressed unto each other. So it is in this moment that I fully express the same to each of you. Times have changed with great blessings. It is our blessing, my blessing, as I stand for the Christ consciousness of many, Lord Buddha, Sanat Kumara, the Brotherhood of White Light, Lord Melchizedek, the Divine Mother and Father God. We are all in this together, completely. And that shall never be changed. The expression of the energies presently coming through represent the initiation, which you experienced yesterday. Allow it to continue through you. Even if it feels a little bit uncomfortable as your body is a little unstable, almost like you are standing on a raft and that raft is just moving from side to side. Hold your presence as Mary Magdalene shared of the feminine, the masculine, divine. That is what's going to hold you to your own essence, your own being, your own physical existence. As the energies are going to be shifting and changing. You have assisted greatly through this process, but we need you to be more of assistance, allowing yourself to move into higher levels, allowing yourself to feel that grounding essence deeply within your body. Excuse me, your body, your mind, and your spirit. It is the time. So within this process of this 3-day period, as has been shared, more will be coming to you. More and more for you to accept this frequency upon the earth, to hold it deeply into your own essence. As this occurs, each of you are regenerating. Regenerating your cells, regenerating your body, regenerating the parts of yourself that have been lost through the process. It is now all coming together like all the parts have been lost Your soul fragments have been everywhere around, and now they're all going to come into complete oneness. I want to assist in this process so that we can go into deeper and deeper levels together. This is just our beginning. Just our beginning. So I ask of you in this moment to take a deep breath as we move our timelines of what we were together into full wholeness. Feel this deeply. Tapping your fingers, as Mike has been sharing, on your legs or a table. This will help your frequency. I ask of you not to remember me on the cross, although that was my resurrection. I ask of you to remember us together in the good times, in the powerful times, in the times when we went into places, into nature, and we talked and we walked, and everyone shared, women and men together. The essences of the goddesses were so very strong. The temple of Isis was our salvation. Let us all reflect upon that as I bring in this frequency, and we're going to put it completely into wholeness so that you can accept more of yourself within your physical essence. Breathing deeply, we are now all in oneness. You are now fully activated, more fully with the Christ, but with me, because we are within the oneness of the divine feminine, the divine masculine. We are within the activation of all that we ever have been together. Breathe deeply and allow those essences to be fully. Let us now start with the messages. We will start with the people that are on the line first.